Although you'll see in the programme that it's only described as a poem. So what kind of poem is it? Well, we've put the word poem in because to put the whole title in the programme would have meant that it had to be reformatted because it's such a long title. So I'll read you the title so you've got some idea of what's coming after that. It's called The Old Farmer's New Year Salutation to His Old Mare Maggie. That's the main part of the title. And then in smaller print usually, on giving her the accustomed rip of corn, a handful of corn, to Hansel in the new year. So there's going to be an old farmer, that's going to be me. You won't need much imagination to respond to the old part of the description anyway, if not the farmer. And I've also brought along tonight, I've come down in the car with my old mare Maggie. to whom the poem is addressed. So I'm going to bring out the old mare Maggie now, but it's actually, well, we've got two old mare Maggies here tonight. You may well be thinking this is going to be a comic poem. Actually, it's not. It's an affectionate poem. The narrator is the old farmer, and there he is on New Year's morning, giving the horse its extra handful of corn, and he's reflecting with affection on this horse that served him so faithfully for, well, you'll find out how many years in the course of the poem, but for a long time. One health warning, though. David did say, as part of the immortal memory, that Burns's poetic gift sometimes transcends the boundaries of language. It's maybe going to have to do that for some of this poem. I found some of the words, well, lots of the words are words I hadn't come across before. Some of them are probably Ayrshire words rather than south of Scotland words altogether. One way or another, I'll try to convey what some of them are through sign language now and again. But I think you'll have to rely on his gift transcending language when we get to these points.